This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, February 25th, 2016. United States Ambassador to Zimbabwe Harry K. Thomas Jr. says America shares the desires of the people of Zimbabwe who want to see a peaceful, democratic, and prosperous Zimbabwe that provides for its people and contributes to regional stability. Preparations for President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash in Mashingo province is in top gear, despite reservations from some Zimbabweans who strongly believe the $800,000 party is a waste of money for a nation facing a serious drought. Some children of war veterans are demanding an apology from ZANU-PF Deputy Youth League Secretary Kudzai Chipanga, who recently challenged them for a fight, saying they were almost good for nothing as they seem to be backing Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who allegedly wants to topple the president. Zimbabwe First Party takes former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's Zimbabwe People First Party to court, claiming that Mrs. Mujuru stole their party name. Highlanders Football Club is set to commemorate its 90th anniversary this weekend. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our hosts of the Women's Roundtable, Marvelous Mshlanga Nyahuye and Praxidis Jeremiah, will be talking with listeners and experts about the role of Zimbabwean women in politics. Send us your number to our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.